Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Today's daily devotional is entitled Salvation Joy. In Psalm 51, verses 10 through 12, we read, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." Is it possible for a born-again Christian to have such joy and happiness within that it oozes to the surface? The answer is a resounding yes. Not only is it possible for we Christians to have joy within, it is vital. Without the sincere inner joy of soul, there is hopelessness. In Proverbs 29, verse 18, we read, "Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law." In today's scripture, we read a prayer of David after being confronted by Nathan the prophet about his sin with Bathsheba. I read in David's prayer a desire to return to the joy of his salvation, which had disappeared when he had allowed sin to reign in his life. It tells me that God's gift of salvation through his Son, Jesus Christ, brings joy. We can call it salvation joy. It is that inexpressible lift of spirit in knowing that our sins have been forgiven, that we have been given the precious gift of eternal life. Sin robs us of our joy and makes us miserable inside and outside. The way we can find that joy once again is to pray as David prayed, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me." As we sincerely pray that prayer, we can be assured that the Lord will hear and draw us close to his heart. The closer we come to God, the greater our joy. Let me close with an old hymn that contained these words, "It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the truth has never yet been told. That's the joy I want." Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today, trust him completely, and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Would.